Today is Monday, March 9th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Napping Day because it's the day after the return of daylight saving time. I know Big Fatty is excited about that. It's also National Get Over It Day, National Meatball Day, National Crab Meat Day, and National Barbie Day. Well, here I am. You know, I just realized that I don't know how to edit this. And I'll tell you why, because I used to use Adobe Audition to do my editing, and in the mix, we do video and audio. And so on the mix, I went in and I set up a template for the mix for both audio and video in the DaVinci Resolve editor. And so now I'm doing the audio in DaVinci Resolve. But for Geeky Gay, I don't do video. And so maybe some of you are going to say, oh, we'll start doing video for Geeky Gay, and then problem solved. But anyway, and I can use it, but I think that's what I'll have to do is just use DaVinci Resolve for it. And, you know, so we'll see. If you get this, I was able to edit it. If you don't get it, then I was not able to edit it. And you don't even know because if I didn't put it out, you didn't get this. But anyway, so here's the thing. I know I've been gone for a long time. And I've really been working through some stuff. And I have been doing my other shows. So I have been doing The Mix. So if any of you watch The Mix or listen to The Mix, you've heard my voice once a week-ish, depending on if Daniel and I have things going on a Friday night, because that's when we normally record. And I just did not feel like doing my solo show because I was not in a good mood, ever. I've just been having, it started out with anxiety over work, and I have some other medical anxieties and things of that nature, and it all just kind of blew up back in December. And I really, November, I decided I was going to go on FMLA from my job. And so a lot has gone on. And I think I did do an episode where I told you guys, hey, this is what's going on. I'm going to be taking a break for a little while, et cetera, et cetera. And my goal is to get back to, I don't know if I'll get back to 5 days a week, at least right away, but my goal is to get back to at least one day a week. And so I have to really remember this new this new opener that I do, because it won't be 5 days a week for a while, at least. But I am feeling better. So I'll give you guys a little bit of an update on that. This, I don't know if this is going to be a short show or if this is going to be a long show. I just said, you know, I thought to myself, self, I'm going to start recording again. But here's kind of what the short, what has happened. So I went on, I kept trying different antidepressants. I do both therapy and psychiatry, whatever you call that. So I have a psychiatrist and I have a therapist. And I do therapy weekly, and we were focusing on the anxiety for work, and then the depression kind of hit in. And I think it was because I got sick back in September. And I was sick for so long. I was sick for 3 or 4 weeks. And Mark was gone and I was by myself. And then I was anxious over work all at the same time. And everything just kind of came together to bring me down. And so I decided, you know what? I'm going to take FMLA and I'm going to figure out what I need to do and make my, you know, get better. And then I'm going to go back to work. And so that happened November 24th. I went on FMLA. And I've been off work since then. And so then I was still trying to get the medication correct and all that kind of stuff, because I was crying for multiple hours a day, especially when I was alone, when Mark wasn't home. And you know, sometimes there was a reason, sometimes there wasn't. I just didn't feel like myself. And so I just really wasn't able to record this show because, you know, I don't want to come on here and just cry for 12 minutes or however long I do it. And so I wasn't doing it. And I just kind of took a break. And Fatty has made a joke. Oh, Adam doesn't, you know, he's pod faded or Adam doesn't do his show anymore. And it's, you know, I'm not quitting this show. I don't think I will ever completely quit Geeky Gay. So you guys who enjoy it, don't ever unsubscribe. Even if I go for a month or two without doing a show, I will come back eventually. But bottom line is, we were playing around with my medications, doing different things in therapy, trying to figure out, you know, the perfect combination of therapy plus medication. Nothing was working. And finally, and then my doctor said, hey, why don't you try this ketamine therapy? I should do a whole show on that. It is, you go into a room, and so I'm like, yeah, I'll try anything, but it's very expensive. When I say very, it costs, I don't know how much the drug itself costs because it is covered by my insurance. But I have a high deductible health insurance plan, and my health insurance reset right before I started my ketamine therapy. So it was like, you know, I go in January, whatever, because I wasn't able to start my ketamine therapy until January. And my health insurance started over. And so it was like $350 per session. And it was twice a week for 4 weeks and then once a week for four more weeks. So it was a total of what, 12 different sessions at $350 a pop. Luckily, I did meet my deductible before the last two, and it went down to like 60 was my copay or whatever. But it is a, you go in, they give you this kind of like Flonase. You suck it up your nose, you sniff, and you do that, and you take it up your nose, and they come in, they give it to you three different times over the course of 15 minutes. And they have to take your blood pressure, which I don't like because I don't like to know medical things. I just have real medical anxiety. I'm working on that as well, by the way. And they put this pulse ox thing on your finger so that they can take your pulse and your oxygen levels, I guess. So anyway, they're doing all of this, and then they give you this, and you start to feel, I don't know how to describe it. I don't like it. Some people really like the way that feels, and I know that ketamine can be used as a recreational drug, but I didn't really like the way it made me feel. But I went ahead, I did all the sessions, I did, but I don't know if it helped me or not. But we got me on a drug about a month ago that I'm taking daily, so it's not the ketamine, that really is helping. It makes me restless and have a little bit of, my legs already bounce. I'm a trumpet player, my legs bounce, but I'm already bouncy, and it made that three or four times worse. And I feel like I constantly, especially in the evening, have to get up and do, I don't even have anything to do and I need to get up off the couch. And so that was a problem, but she was able to give me another medication that helps with that. And it makes me feel, the Vraylar, which is what I'm taking, makes me feel a lot better. But I feel restless and I was waking up in the middle of the night. The other drug makes me less restless and reduces the leg bouncing up and down, and I don't wake up in the middle of the night. So that's good. So we're kind of getting that balanced out, and it's almost exactly where it needs to be, I think. So I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. Hi, my name is Ray. And I also made a decision that, you know, and I don't know if I should be announcing it on here, but because I haven't told my job yet, but it's more likely, we'll just put it this way. It's more likely than not that I will not be returning back to this job. And there's nothing wrong with my company. I love my company. I love the people that I worked with, but I just don't think I'm suited for that role mentally. You know, I can do the role and I do a good job at it, but it just is such a stress on me that it really was affecting my mental health. And there are other things that I'm working on that I need to work on as well. But that was a big factor in me having so many issues. And so I am 95% sure that when my FMLA, well, my FMLA ended, but I extended it and I still have short-term disability. And because my treatments went into March, I was able to get it extended to March 21st. So I will either return to work on the 21st or I will, which is more likely, I will turn in my notice a few days before that. And then if I do turn in my notice, I'm going to take a year off of work. And I'm, you know, I'm in a really blessed position to, for lack of a better word. Some of you who listen are not religious, so maybe that's a trigger word for some people. But I'm in a good position that I've saved a lot of money. And I can afford a year off. I was getting paid during FMLA, so that was not, you know, I didn't lose my paycheck. And right now I'm still getting paid, but I'm getting paid like 70% of my salary for my short-term disability. So when the 21st hits, I'm not going to string my company out any further. I'm just going to make a decision. You know, am I going to stay or am I going to go? If I go, I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to get some more training. The most likely thing is I'm going to go into a technical role when I go back to work, a developer or something working with artificial intelligence. And the training that I'm looking to get is an AI, one or two different AI certifications. And there's a programming language called Python that is used a lot with programming. So I'm probably going to do a course in that during this year, you know, off. And so that when I go back, I can get a technical. If I don't do a technical job, there are some other ideas I have. I've thought about teaching music or band in a school. I would have to go back and get, I would have to go back to college if I wanted to do that. But I do have a music degree already, so I could add on the teaching certificate and I could teach music or band or choir or whatever. So that's one option. And because I've been struggling so much with my mental health, I thought, oh, you know, I could go back and get a license to be a licensed marriage and family counselor. And that would be helping people. And because one of the problems I have is I don't find meaning in what I was doing, the role that I was doing. And so another option is to find a job that I find more meaningful. But anyway, this is where I'm at. So my medication is pretty much figured out. I'm not sure if the ketamine therapy worked at all. But I did it because I was trying to get better. And yeah, I'm getting slowly but surely I'm getting better. And I decided I was going to start doing Geeky Gay again. So at the very least, you'll get one show a week is the hope. Anything can change at any time, but the hope is you'll get at least one show a week. And maybe I'll expand that to a couple of days a week. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see what it is. But for right now, I can only say I'm trying out one day a week to see how that is. And I do have contact. Lucy reached out and said, "Hi, Adam. It's Lucy from Chicago. Just wanted to let you know that you have two lesbians in Chicago that are rooting for you and that love you very much. Hope you're feeling better." Thank you, Lucy. That is so nice. That was in January. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.